Amnesty alert, bill blows away all numerical limits on employer-based green cards, for an entire decade. By Neil Munro on September 14, 2021. The Democrats' proposed amnesty for migrants creates a hidden pipeline for U.S. employers to flood more cheap foreign graduates into millions of middle-class careers needed by American graduates. This is the American aristocratic class being rewarded for being in financial bed with the Democratic Party, said Robert Law, Director of Regulatory Affairs and Policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. Democrat leaders are blowing away all the numerical limits on employers offering green cards to employees, said Rosemary Jenks, Policy Director for Numbers USA. There's no limit anywhere. The pending bill would allow U.S. investors and executives to import and pay an unlimited number of foreign workers with the dangled reward of citizenship. That citizenship for work law would minimize executives' need to recruit Americans or even offer good salaries. The bill was revealed Friday, and on Monday, was quickly rushed through the House Judiciary Committee without C-SPAN coverage. Mark Zuckerberg's AstroTurf empire is marketing it as a relief bill for deserving illegal migrants, but it boosts investors by dramatically expanding the flow of cheap workers, government-funded consumers, and room-sharing renters into the U.S. economy. Democrat leaders hope to squeeze the bill through the Senate via the 50-vote reconciliation process. The expanded foreign worker pipeline will remain open until at least September 2031. Even though many millions of Americans will need jobs during the next 10 years after they graduate with debts and degrees in healthcare, accounting, teaching, business, design, science, technology, or engineering. If you're in the pipeline by September 30, 2031, you're in the 2021 amnesty bill, Jenks added. The new pipeline is created in Section 60003 on page 12 of the draft bill, which says, the Secretary of State shall exempt an alien and the spouse and children of each alien from the numerical limitations described in Sections 201, 202, and 203. Section 201 sets annual limits of 226,000 green cards for family-sponsored preference and the employer-based green cards that companies can offer to cooperative foreign workers. Section 202 sets so-called country caps for Indian or Chinese workers who are trying to earn green cards via their employers. The white-collar pipeline is hidden under obscure legal references, and it connects and widens existing pipelines that are unmentioned in the amnesty bill. The pipelines include the well-known H-1B program and the little-known but huge optional practical training, OPT, program invented by deputies working for President George W. Bush. A similar pipeline expansion was included in the January immigration bill introduced by Biden's deputies. The imported visa workers are fed into an indentured workforce that now includes at least 1 million foreign graduates, including J-1 science workers, L-1 managers, and curricular practical training students. The workforce also includes an uncertain number of illegal white-collar workers, including B-1/B-2 visitors. These pipelines bring roughly 600,000 foreign graduates into the U.S. workforce each year, although about half leave after 2 to 3 years. Even as about 800,000 Americans graduate from four-year C0 colleges with technology-intensive degrees, such as engineering, healthcare, management, science, software, and architecture. The draft bill also allows the roughly 1 million foreign students in the United States into the green card pipeline, along with all future foreign college graduates who get into the pipeline by late 2031. U.S. executives and foreign-born managers use the green card workforce to displace many Americans who sought desirable careers at Microsoft, Intel, Facebook, Apple, and Amazon, in numerous other Silicon Valley firms, science laboratories, insurance companies, consulting firms, universities, hospitals, and major banks. Amid this displacement, median salaries for Americans with bachelor's or advanced degrees rose slowly. Overall, salaries rose only by 15% in the 40 years from 1979 to 2019, according to a December 2020 report by the Congressional Research Service. During the same period, the median housing prices also rose by 500%. Correspondingly, investors' wealth in the stock market rose by 900% during the same period. The green card workforce tilts the playing field against American graduates and their parents, said Kevin Lin, founder of U.S. Tech Workers. Parents are hoping that their kids will find lucrative careers in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, healthcare, business, and design, but they're going to be competing with foreign people that are prepared to work for much less. Because to them, it's not the salary that matters. It's the pathway to citizenship, and companies exploit that. The government's offer of green cards with citizenship for the migrants and all their children and descendants is the greatest deferred compensation bonus that can be offered, said Law. He continued, "That's exactly why employers dangle it there to entice foreign workers. The employer holds all the cards there, which ensures that the foreign worker stays compliant and immobile, and doesn't ask for a raise or better working conditions. There'll be no point in sending an American to college, which continues to become astronomically expensive, when you won't get a decent job and you might not even get a job. You must just rack up debt, and then you're going to end up living back at home, and be forced onto the dole. This is creating a permanent underclass of actual Americans who used to view colleges as an opportunity for advancement. In many cases, executives prefer foreign graduates for the desirable starter jobs because the workers do not have the legal rights held by Americans. Without legal rights, they can be sent back to their poor homelands at the direction of a mid-level manager. This lack of power allows executives to pay them little, ignore their opinions, work them long hours, switch them from one location to another, and transfer from one company to another company. Most of these foreign gig workers are imported and paid by pyramids of sweatshop subcontractors. This domestic outsourcing means they cannot complain as they are hired, fired, moved, and abused by Fortune 500 clients. These prestigious companies face minimal risk of bad publicity from the many progressive journalists who are required to cover the concerns and priorities of migrants. In the tech sector, their foreign workers' lack of skills is not a problem for most companies' executives. Most of the foreign graduates are mid-skilled workers hired for drudge work, such as maintaining and modifying software at insurance companies, which would ordinarily go to recent American graduates. The exclusion of innovative American graduates minimizes the risk that corporate technology or business secrets will be leaked when American graduates quit or form rival companies. This informal knowledge sharing was critical to Silicon Valley's growth versus tech centers in other cities, but was largely shut down by the tech leaders in the early 2000s. The CEOs first used an illegal hiring cartel but then shifted to greater use of foreign graduates. The result is that the tech industry uses the green card workforce to corral the technology under their control. When Americans work alongside visa workers, they often face fraud, discrimination, and hostile work conditions, partly because U.S. executives can dismiss their professional advice. But they also face workplace harassment because foreign-born managers can use the visa program to sell American jobs to foreign graduates in exchange for illegal, backdoor payments. I was brought up that if you find an technical problem, issue, raise it immediately, one American professional told Breitbart News. However, the rules are different in an office run by Indian managers who gain from the expanded outsourcing instead of long-term innovation and profitability, he said. When you find a bug, don't announce it to your department colleagues. Announce it to your Indian boss, because they want to make sure it's not their problem and not their bug. Don't go through the normal process. This is the white-collar version of the any willing worker provision that President George W. Bush pushed in 2001, Law added. This is a big payback to Silicon Valley for their continued dedication and financial support of the Democrat Party.